I love pumpkins in the fall. Some are short and some are tall. Round and orange, a wonderful.
Oh my goodness, I was laughing at that song. Thank you, Jeff, for finding that lovely pumpkin song. Pumpkins are amazing, too. You know, they go from this little teeny tiny seed to these humongous pumpkins. And today we're going to be talking about that transition. I'm Jill Najoe, and you're listening to WPR News. And our guest today is Shannon Engel. He's a pumpkin grower and expert carver based out of Menominee, Wisconsin. Shannon operates Engel's Great Pumpkins and Carvings with his wife, Jody. Are you a pumpkin grower? What have you learned from your experiences? Why don't you share those with us or give us some questions you want to know about growing your own pumpkins? Our number, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Hi, Shannon. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. I'm sure your busy time is kind of slowing down now, huh?
Yes. We're finally winding down for the season, so.
It's got to be a little bit of a relief for you.
Yes, but we start planning for next year already.
Okay, like all good businesses, that's what happens. How long have you and your wife been growing pumpkins?
I've been growing pumpkins probably since like 1995 and started being a competitive giant pumpkin grower in the year 2001.
Wow, you were way ahead of the trend then, weren't you?
Yes, I'm a longtime veteran of growing giant pumpkins. So.
What was your, why did you want to do that? I mean, what drew you to growing the giant pumpkins?
I've always grown big pumpkins.
Okay.
And I had already, in my backyard, I had always grown like what I thought were big pumpkins that were somewhere around 125 to 150 pounds that it took two or three people to move. And one day I came in and I saw on TV the Top Field Fair was happening, and they were using skid steers to move their pumpkins. And I said, what am I doing wrong? And had to figure out how they get them that big. And the rest is
history. Yeah, because you've been involved in some of these, well, the largest pumpkin weigh-offs in the world, right? You've helped run a couple of them.
Yes. I am the president of the St. Croix Growers Association, which helps run the Stillwater Harvest Fest in Stillwater, Minnesota on the second weekend in October. That's one of the world's largest weigh-offs with the highest prize payouts. And then I'm also a member of the River Prairie Ginormous Pumpkin Fest.
I love it.
In Wisconsin.
I'm assuming those have already taken place?
Yes.
Okay.
Those have already taken place.
How big were the winners this year?
This year in River Prairie Ginormous Pumpkin Fest, we had a 2,551 pound grown by Jim Ford from Wisconsin. And then in Stillwater, Minnesota, we had one that was 2,357 pounds grown by Caleb Jacobus out of Wisconsin also.
Wow. What makes Wisconsin a good place to grow pumpkins?
It has to do with the 45th parallel. We get the perfect amount of sunlight, and it doesn't get too hot. And I don't know how to explain it any more than that.
Okay. Because don't people in the United Kingdom do pretty good at growing giant pumpkins and giant vegetables also?
Yes. A lot of the big growers will make their climates perfect by growing them in greenhouses. We start our pumpkins off normally, we normally start our seeds on tax day, April 15th, and we will typically have our pumpkins in the ground by the beginning of May.
Go ahead. Yep, I was just going to say, and what do you do to keep them safe from frost?
Oh, we have them in baby hoop houses, which are small miniature greenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
We have soil heating cables. We have lights. We have heaters going on out there. We throw everything at them that we can to possibly give them an advantage so the pumpkins are to their max, almost to the size of the growing area by probably about the middle of July.
Wow. So how many pumpkins how many plants do you grow every year?
We grow four plants, and each plant gets 625 square feet of growing area, which is 25 by 25. There are some of the larger growers will give them up to 1,000 square feet. So.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, is there an actual market for those giant ones, or is this just like a competition thing?
It's a competition thing, but once the pumpkins are done at the weigh-offs, a lot of times they'll be sold to go on display somewhere.
Okay.
So, because one of our pumpkins will end up at Lambeau Field, and the other pumpkin will end up at the Mall of America.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. So people probably have seen your pumpkins already. They've been to either place. Yeah. Well, then what happens to them after that? What, all those seeds inside, do you collect those and do you sell them, or you just keep them for yourself?
The seeds, the pumpkins are collected by the growers, and they're a lot of them are turned back into the growing clubs. And then we turn around and we sell those seeds to make our prize monies for our prize structure.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I was wondering where all the money came from. So that's a good way of doing it. So we probably have some pumpkin growers listening. What kind of tips do you have for growing just regular pumpkins?
For regular pumpkins, staying up with your weeding and giving them plenty of space and keeping an eye out for bugs and other diseases.
What are some of the ones that hit? I mean, I had some gourds growing this year, and I got mildew on them. Is that pretty common?
Yep, powdery mildew is very common. We typically start spraying a fungicide in the middle of July to prevent powdery mildew from happening. Once you get powdery mildew, it's yours to keep for the rest of the season. So you want to prevent it in the first place.
Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, you've got this plant and you're going to have lots of blossoms and you're going to have babies starting. How do you decide for the giant pumpkins which one you're going to keep?
Typically, we train a plant in a specific pattern, and there's a main vine and there's secondary vines that run perpendicular to the main vine.
Mm-hmm.
Want to set a pumpkin on the main vine if possible, and we want to set that somewhere between 15 and 20 feet out on the main vine. And you pollinate everything on the main vine, and then eventually you make the decision and you're all in on it.
And so you've got basically four pumpkins then that you're working with?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the biggest one you've ever grown?
The biggest one I've ever gotten to the scale is 1,454 pounds. I'm known throughout the world for my big, beautiful, and orange pumpkins. There's something out there called the Howard Dill Award. That's the prize I'm going for.
Okay, so the ones that we see a lot of, the huge ones, are kind of yellowish and not exactly pretty.
It's not a beauty contest. It is a weight contest. A lot of the growers out there will tell you their favorite color is heavy.
I love it. So for those of us who do want to grow pumpkins, now I've thrown pumpkins out in my compost pile, and the next year I've had some really good pumpkins. And then when I've planted them and taken care of them, I get nothing. So what's the key to getting pumpkins to grow? Do we need special kind of soil or watering techniques? What do you suggest?
I would suggest if for pumpkins, anytime you're going to plant pumpkins, pumpkins are heavy feeders. I always recommend lots of compost. Leaf compost is better than animal manure compost. You can overdo animal manure compost and throw your nutrient ratios off. And also making sure you have plenty of sun and plenty of water.
Okay, so do you have a certain amount that they need per week? How do you figure that?
Basically, the pumpkin plants require an inch of water a week.
Okay.
And that's about, I believe that's like 722 gallons per each plant. So our plants are set up on there's a timer, and it basically I'm throwing 200 gallons of water on that plant a night.
Wow, that's a lot of water, but that's a lot of pumpkin.
When the pumpkins are growing during their peak growth period, when the pumpkins themselves are growing, they'll put on anywhere from 25 to 50 pounds of weight gain a night.
Oh, my gosh. So What about how do you know how big they are going to be weight wise? Just by looking at them, you know by now.
You don't have a pumpkin app on your phone?
Darn it, this one I don't have.
there's a pumpkin estimator app out there, and we measure them. Basically, we measure the volume of the pumpkin. We enter that information into the app, and it gives us an estimated weight.
Oh, that's really neat. Who knew? But I'm sure you're happy that that's out there. It must be easier for you than when it was back in 2001 when you started, right?
Yeah, we had a paper sheet, and you would have to look up on the paper sheet to see what it is. And now you just enter the numbers. So
I love it. Our guest is Shannon Engel. He's a pumpkin grower and expert carver based out of Menominee, Wisconsin. Shannon operates Engel's Great Pumpkins and Carvings with his wife, Jody. What question do you have about growing pumpkins, either small ones or giant ones? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Shannon, do you have to worry about giving too much water too fast? Will they burst open?
You want to keep the water consistent. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you let it go into a dry period and then we get a nice warm rain in August, the pumpkins will literally gain too much and they'll split wide open.
Okay. And that would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Once there's a split or damage to the pumpkin where it breaches the cavity, that pumpkin is no longer eligible for the way up itself.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So if we've got someone out there saying, you know what, I've got a pretty big space to grow stuff, maybe I'll try to grow a giant pumpkin, where do they start?
I would look up on Facebook or on the internet for the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers or the St. Croix Growers Association or the Chippewa Valley Giant Pumpkin Growers.
Okay.
Get in contact with them. If I was a brand new grower and I want to start, if you contact the Chippewa Valley Growers, I find you a mentor.
Oh.
Someone that can answer your questions and make sure that you get to the scale that year.
Oh, that's great. I love that. So much support.
Yeah.
So how do you, now you've got this giant pumpkin, and how do you get it out of your garden?
There's a special harness that has 8 straps on it that lays over top of the pumpkin. It almost looks like an octopus.
Uh-huh.
And it cinches up around the bottom of the pumpkin, and we use a skid steer to put it on the trailer.
Okay. And then carefully haul it down the road?
They handle pretty well going down the road.
It's
one of the things to do is have a big giant pumpkin on the back of the trailer and see the reactions of people coming up to you and try not being a cause of an accident.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. A lot of gawkers, for sure.
A lot of gawkers. And somewhere along the line, the official sign for that's a nice pumpkin is a thumbs up. So,
well, good to know. We've got a call from Barbara in Grand Marsh. Go ahead, Barbara. What's your question?
My son lives in Wakanda, and he just loves his gardening, and he loves his pumpkins. But the scourge is the squirrels come and start to eat on them. How do you keep the squirrels away?
To keep the squirrels away, the best thing to do is for squirrels and deer is A, fencing, and B, providing them with a food source that they like more than the pumpkins itself.
That makes total sense. What do they, are they tempted with?
Oh, They love beans and peas and stuff like that. And a lot of times our giant pumpkins are covered up with sheets so that the deer don't get to see them or chew on them.
Yeah, that makes sense too. Thank you for that question, Barbara. If you've got any, please give us a call, 800-642-1234. How can you tell when a pumpkin has reached its full size? You know, I mean, not the giant ones, obviously, but just your, you know, everyday smaller ones.
When you're like your field pumpkins and your jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, mm-hmm. You can tell basically the stem will harden up and the pumpkin, a field pumpkin will go from green to a solid orange. And once they turn solid orange, they're typically done growing and they just need to mature.
Okay. So when you say mature, they just sit out there until you're ready for them?
Correct. Okay. If you pick them, if you if you pick a green pumpkin too soon, or you pick a pumpkin that's not at its maturity level, that pumpkin won't last as long.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, that's good to know. What about the seeds of the pumpkin? Do you eat them? Number one, I mean, I'm assuming the giant ones you don't, but with the regular ones, do you harvest those?
With the regular ones, typically we at one time we did harvest those, but right now we go through almost 100 pumpkins a year. Typically, our seeds will end up in a bucket somewhere, and every once in a while, someone will come by and ask us if they can have the seeds, and it's like, go for it, take it.
Sure, understandable. But the big ones you keep?
Yes, the big ones we keep, and we send back out to the growers associations, and we also give them out to new growers.
Okay. Sherry emailed us. She said she was kayaking along the shore of Lake Winnebago, and she spotted ripe pumpkins along the shore. She guesses it makes sense that these are wild pumpkins, like wild berries, but she's never seen them, and it was a great surprise. Have you heard about pumpkins growing wild?
Pumpkins, if given the right choices, they'll grow anywhere that they can get their roots in and get enough sunlight. So I've seen them grow in some pretty amazing places.
Yeah, hence my compost pile. So,
yeah.
I love that. How do you buy a good pumpkin?
How do you buy a good pumpkin?
Yeah, how do you pick one out?
Depends on what you're, like if you're carving a jack-o'-lantern,
mm-hmm.
I pick the pumpkin up, I thump it on the bottom, and I listen to make sure it's a solid pumpkin and that you don't hear any sloshing. You also have to have what your pattern in mind is going to be placed on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we do a lot of intricate carvings that are more advanced than your jack-o'-lantern eyes, mouth, and nose type carvings. So.
Sure. But we still like the eyes, nose, and mouth carvings, especially for the little kids, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a good entry point. Now this year, we haven't had a problem, but in years past, we will have a frost before the Halloween time. What's the best way to store a pumpkin?
Once the pumpkin is mature and the stem is hard, we bring them into the garage.
Okay.
So that they don't get the frost or freeze on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep them in a cool, dry area. We'll also store, a lot of times we'll pull in like a dozen pumpkins and we'll place them in the cold, dry area of our basement. And those pumpkins will stay up until end of May or the beginning of May if we hold them correctly.
Oh my gosh. So do you eat your pumpkins? Do you grow that type of pumpkin mm-hmm. also?
I like squash. If we're gonna make a pumpkin pie,
mm-hmm.
I actually make it out of a winter squash instead of a field pumpkin. I think it has a better texture and it has more flavor and a deeper, darker, richer color.
Oh, really? I'm sure a lot of people are shocked by that. Although when we get canned pumpkin, isn't a lot of that just, it's a regular squash, not necessarily pumpkin?
Correct. A lot of times when you buy a canned pumpkin, it's a different variety of pumpkin that is, it almost looks like a butternut squash.
Okay.
It's larger and bigger,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they make the canned pumpkin out of.
Okay. So it's basically the spices then when we're cooking with either pumpkin or squash. Obviously, a squash is a pumpkin, but pumpkin yep. is a squash, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's the spices, and it's like I said, the winter squash will give you have a more natural, sweeter flavor,
mm-hmm.
where a jack-o'-lantern has a lot of water in it.
Okay.
So it's the winter squash almost has a denser, drier flesh with more flavor.
Okay. Do you have any specific kinds of squashes that you like? You just said a winter squash.
There's one out there called a red yukiri or something. It's like that. It looks like it's a solid orange red squash.
Uh-huh.
It's got a perfect flavor to it. Hubbard's also my next favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some out there called the Black Futso, which is a Japanese hybrid pumpkin, and that is really, really flavorful.
Where would someone find something like that?
at a farmer's market. You're not going to find these kind of pumpkins at your normal grocery store.
Okay. Do you sell directly from your farm, or do you do farmer's markets also?
We only grow the giant pumpkins for competition and do the pumpkin carvings. At one time, we raised 5 acres of commercial pumpkins and squash, and that got too much.
Oh, sure. Is this a full-time thing for you, or is it part-time?
It is part-time.
Oh, okay.
It's my hobby.
Well, it's a fun hobby for sure. What do you love about growing pumpkins?
I'm not sure. I get asked that question a lot. Pumpkins bring smiles to everyone's faces. Mm-hmm. There's some people that don't like pumpkins. I don't understand those people. But other people, from adults to young children to everyone else, when we're at the Mall of America or Lambeau Field, people always see the giant pumpkins. A, they can't believe that they're real because they've never seen anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always ecstatic about them. It always brings smiles to people's faces. So.
Do people, when they start, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, they're going to think, oh, I'm going to grow one. Do they kind of get hooked and get a little obsessed by it?
When I give, every spring I do 2 or 3 grower seminars.
Uh-huh.
The first thing I will say is that giant pumpkin growing is an addictive, obsessive hobby. Anything beyond this point, you're doing on your own will. I have a lot of people that my name is a 4-letter name in their house because the giant pumpkins in the summertime can take up to 2 hours of your time each day. With 4 plants, I spend 2 hours out there playing in my pumpkin patch.
But your wife is going along with this, obviously.
Yeah, she tolerates that part.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been talking with Shannon Engler. He is a pumpkin grower and expert carver based out of Menominee, Wisconsin. And he operates Engel's Great Pumpkins and Carvings with his wife, Jody. Shannon, thank you so much for spending some of your time today with us. We appreciate that.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good day. Stay with us because we've got more pumpkin information coming up for you. We're talking to a pumpkin artist who's participated in some national television shows. So we'll be right back after this.
A wonderful fruit. Let me share my pumpkin knowledge with you.
Now listen, folks. Here's the deal with pumpkins.